Hello, GWA, or I don't know, I should say good afternoon, GWA. This is a little something that, for me at least, that you or I am not used to. I'm going to be doing something that is not scripted. So recently, Scorpius asked me to fill his little challenge, and I thought, why not? Because it's kind of just an excuse to masturbate. And yeah. So before we start, I just wanted to say that A, I'm on a couch, so it's super, super noisy, and I'm probably gonna end up moving a lot. Also, since this is something that's not scripted, I'm probably gonna have a little bit of a hard time, like, keeping the pace because I usually prefer someone else to do that for me, in this sort of setting. Another thing that you might want to know is that I can either be super talkative and super scatterbrained with this sort of thing off camera, or I can be really quiet. Hopefully I'm going to try and find a happy medium. If not, I am so sorry. So without further ado, I'm going to teach or tell you how I please myself, and I will be touching myself for this sort of demonstration. So what I like to do is I like to lay back and I usually, when I'm getting myself in the mood, I either like to watch porn or I like listening to the lovely, lovely men here on GWA to just get my fire going, I guess you could say. Which I did not do that for this time, which will be kind of interesting because I'm trying to just know myself and I'm trying to just understand how my body works, I suppose. So I lay back and I just take my dominant hand and I rub it back and forth along my inner thigh, and it gradually gets closer. It doesn't touch, but closer and closer until I let it graze over the fabric of whatever article of pant I'm wearing, and I just rub myself up and down, and I find my clit, and I focus on her for a little bit. I apply pressure sometimes, like right now, to my clit, and I just do this for a little bit. I feel like this might turn into a ramble fap, so forgive me for this sort of thing. Also, forgive me for the state of my voice. I am getting over being sick. I wasn't feeling too hot, the last couple of days, but I have been able to plow through it. So if my voice sounds a little deeper or a little gruff or if I sound super congested, that is why. I am not dying, though. I am not dying. So, as I am focusing on my clit through my shorts over my underwear, I am beginning to really get tired of that. For lack of a better word. So, what I'm probably gonna end up doing, because I didn't plan this out super well at all, is I'm gonna just stand up and take them off and go ahead and pay attention to said helicopter flying over my house. Christ almighty. And I'm gonna shimmy my underwear off, because who needs that when you're trying to have fun? No, but seriously, please try and ignore this helicopter. I'm literally just gonna try and do this on a bridge, so this is not going to get any sort of cuts whatsoever. So, so once I have my pants and my panties off, I kind of do the same thing, since I know I'm exposed, and I know that I'm out in the open, and I know that anyone could walk in me at any time. There's no reason to hide what I'm doing, because I'm doing it. So I just circle, and I circle back and forth, up and down my inner thigh, and then I get closer, around myself. I don't touch myself yet, though. I don't touch myself yet. See, I like being teased. I really do. So I just slowly edge closer and closer and closer to myself. And if I'm feeling daring, I'll slide a fingertip up through my pussy, and I'll go back down, and I'll just do that a couple times before I end up focusing on my clit. Oh god. And I use my index finger to slowly circle around my clit, keeping the same pace. And I go to the other side of my clit, and I do the same thing. And God, does that feel good? I really like focusing on my clit, because that's the thing that really gets me to come really hard. Um, And I might go a little faster with my pace. And I'll just keep going. And I might add another finger so I can fully rub myself. And I'll just lay my head back and scoot my body a little more forward as I touch myself, and I'll keep doing this till I get close to coming. Which, frankly, it might be a little sooner than I thought. And I'll pick up the pace a little bit, because as I'm getting closer, I want as much friction as humanly possible, at least if I'm not using toys. And I'll keep doing this until I get close to coming. I do come. I do laugh. So if you hear me laughing at the end of any of my audios, that's just because it's a thing that I do. Because you should always have fun during sex. You should always have fun during sex. I'm not done yet, so don't you dare think I'm done. So I have only touched the outside of myself. And I like to make myself come by touching the inside of myself too. So I'll just keep touching my clit until I've come down from my little endorphin rush. And I'll slowly work my way down to the opening of my pussy, and I'll peace. My entrance. And I'll just slowly, gently stick my middle finger inside of myself. And what I'm what I'm really fond of recently is the good old come hither motion. Right on my G spot. And I'll just do that with my middle finger. And I'll do that until I feel really warmed up, and then I might bring my finger to my lips because I like tasting my cum. I hope that's not weird. I really hope that that's not weird. I really hope that's not. And then I'll bring my fingers back down to my pussy. And I might just add two of them. Oh, fuck. And I'll do that same come hither motion as I fantasize. Oh, fuck. 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 And I might pick up the pace a little bit, or a lot, as I work on myself. Oh, fuck. My other hand around to touch my clit, and I'll work myself up again. I'm not ambidextrous, but during this time, I sure as hell try to keep both of my both of my hands to work together. I don't know if that sentence made any sense, but oh, we're gonna roll with it. Yeah. When I feel myself tense up on my fingers, I know I'm getting ready. I'm getting close to coming, and I'll work myself a little more, and I'll just come, and God, I I'd say coming down from a good come, really. For lack of a better phrase, knocks my socks off. yes, that. Oh, fuck. I don't know. This was a really crap lesson plan, I'd say. But I suppose that concludes said lesson. I hope that this audio wasn't super long. We're running on 23 minutes. So, yes, thank you for listening. I hope that this fit the prompt. If it didn't, I am so, so sorry. Also, thank you again, Scorpius. By the way, I hope I am saying your username correctly. Yeah, I'd say that concludes it. I hope you all have a good night.